Yep. We'll call this meeting of the Sunrise Manor Town Advisory Board to order. Please, if you have any cell phones or electronics, please silence them. And
it's the June 27th.
June 27th, 2019. Board members present are Max Carter, Chair, Alexandria Malone, Vice Chair, Earl Barbeau, and Paul Thomas. Secretary Jill Leva. We have Beatrice Martinez from Tick Segerblum's office, and from Comprehensive Planning, we have Al Laird. Please joining me in rising and reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, we've done county staff introductions, done roll call. So now we're to public comment. This period of public comment is in case you don't have the 10 or 15 minutes to hang around till we get to the items on the agenda. Is there anybody with public comment? Not appearing, we'll move on to, can I get a motion to approve the minutes of the June 13th, 2019 minutes? It's been moved to approve the minutes of June 13th, 2019. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you very much. And then that will bring us into, can I get a motion to approve the agenda of June 27th, 2019? I have a motion to approve the agenda as printed. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? And then we'll go to informational items. Do you have anything for us tonight, Beatrice? Okay, very good. We'll move on now to the planning and zoning portion of our meeting. These first two projects, items will come up at the July 16th, 2019 Planning Commission meeting. First item, item one, WS19-0404, Vale Oropeza, Eric Dell, waiver of development standards to reduce setbacks for an addition in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.2 acres in an R1 single-family residential zone generally located on the south side of Council Avenue, 80 feet west of Abarth Street within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? Please step forward, state your name and address for the record.
Eric Dubai, Orpeza, 5487 Council Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89142.
The floor is yours. Tell us what's going on. And
I'm requesting to reduce the side setback to the property to 3 feet, 8 inches, where a minimum of 5 feet is required. I would like to read a couple of points and then show you the building plans and the floor plan for the entire house. The setback of 3 feet, 8 inches is wide enough to allow emergency personnel through, including firefighters, paramedics. Reduction of setback will not impede wheelchair access if needed. Structure itself is 13 feet, 8 inches from the neighbor's residence. There is minimal exposure of the addition to the front of the property. The addition is harmonious with the rest of the property, including outside color, materials, and roofing. Building plans have been approved by the Building Fire Prevention Office. In addition, it has been approved by an architectural engineer that shows the safety of the structure and being attached to the property. Structure does not limit my neighbor from any of his activities on his properties. Furthermore, he has not expressed any concerns. Foot traffic is not affected as the addition is 30 feet from the sidewalk. This is just the basic layout of the property. That's going to show the addition.
conditions over here.
Let's see, it will be the front of the property, entrance to the house. Here is a door connecting to this area here. And this there's an open area here that connects to the addition. So the 3 feet, 8 inches will be on this side. If you don't have any questions about this, I would like to move on to the building plans.
Okay.
Just to give a view, should I turn around?
Yeah, it looks okay.
So on the top left, just to give a view, how it's going to look from the front. Mm-hmm. Here we would show the, I guess the layout from this part of the house. Here will be the 3 feet, 8 inches.
Very good.
I'm not an architect, so there might be a couple of questions that I might not be able to answer about the building plans. So I'm open to any questions or clarifying any concerns.
Very good. Thank you. Now we were going to open this up for public comment. Anybody wishing to comment on this item, please step forward, state your name and address for the record. None appearing. Public comment is closed, and we'll go to questions and comments from the board.
I have a couple questions. I'm a little confused on this because it says that the Carroll County Public Response has a complaint that the addition was built without permits. Is that what?
Yes.
Okay, and in your letter that you read, part of it, it says the proposed construction will not affect the health or detriment of the public welfare. So is it proposed or is it already built?
Is this it? Is this part here? 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 Is without the permit. I hired a contractor, and he ill-informed me of how to obtain the permit for it. So he told me that the best way would be to build it, and then he would do the building plans, and then after it was built, present it to the county, which he built it, and yeah. So I only paid him half of the money that I was supposed to, and then he's the one that called to report the violation.
He called it in?
Yeah.
Wow. What's this thing your neighbors got here? It's on the streets. It's hard to see from the street. What is this?
It's like a shed. Maybe got things like 10 by 20. It's pretty big.
Okay, right up against the fence, huh?
Yes.
Okay. So, well, there's a four covered on four sides?
Yeah.
Okay. The planning recommends approving.
Anybody else?
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve with staff recommendations. Any, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
On the opposed, make sure to attend your planning commission meeting on the 16th.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Now we're going to move on to WS 190430, Greystone Nevada LLC, waiver of development standards for reduced setbacks in conjunction with a single family residential subdivision on 0.6 acres in an R2 medium density residential zone, generally located 165 feet east of Treeline Drive and 1,065 feet north of Vegas Valley Drive within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present?
I am.
State your name and address for the record.
Good evening, Mr. Chair, town board members. My name is Tony Celeste, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive,
here on behalf of the applicant, Lennar Homes. What we have before you is a project that this town board has seen the last 10 to 12 years, has a long history, this 32 acres, but we are entitled to build 225 single-family homes, R2 zoning, basically bounded by Hollywood, Vegas Valley, tree line, and then developed to the north of us. If you've driven by the site, you can see there's grading going on. The perimeter walls are, for the most part, up, and we have one little area that we're coming back in to kind of clean up. It is this highlighted area relating to six lots right here. And the R2 zoning, you have 5-foot side yard setbacks. We, in this six lots right here, are at 4 feet side yard setbacks. Couple things that led to that. One, Lennar changed their housing product slightly. It actually got wider by about 2 feet. They did that to basically come in compliance with the upcoming building code changes as a result of those fire ratings and sprinklers and things of that nature. In order to make that all fit, they had to widen some interior hallways within the house by about 2 feet. So about a foot on each side is the reason why we lost that area right there. So that's why we're down to 4 feet. Fortunately, the remaining 219 lots, everything fits. Another benefit that we have to this, that it is just isolated, not only to these six lots, but it's formed its own little block right there. So you're not going to have, you're basically not going to have it affect other future Lennar home buyers there. It's going to be confined to that. And then I think the biggest thing and why staff ultimately is supporting it, again, these lots are unique in that they're very deep. So as you can see from the other 219 lots, the depth or the rear setback is anywhere from about 15 to 21 feet. These are extremely deep lots, so they are about anywhere from 35 to 41 feet in depth. So kind of the compensating factor or mitigation to that planning agrees with us is that yes, we have shrunk the side or the rear or the side yard slightly, but they have very generous backyards. So with that, staff is recommending approval. We do agree with all the conditions of approval, and I'm more than happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you very much. Now we'll open this up to public comment. Anybody wishing to have a question or a comment, please step forward, state your name and address for the record. None appearing, public comments closed, and we'll go to the board. I have a motion to approve with all of the staff conditions. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. All opposed?
Thank you, yes.
Make sure you attend your planning commission meeting.
Thanks.
Next items is the next two items are for the Board of County Commissioners on July 17th, 2019. First one, UC 18-0806 Garcia Morrow. Use permit for a vehicle maintenance facility with reduced separation to a residential use. Waivers of development standards for the following: permit overhead power lines, reduced setback to trash enclosure, 3 alternative landscaping, 4 increased fence height, 5 reduced setback to a gate, and 6 alternative commercial driveway geometrics. Design reviews for the following: in addition for modifications to an existing building, modifications to the site layout for a vehicle maintenance facility on 0.3 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, AE70, generally located on the south side of Las Vegas Boulevard, north 715 feet west of Nellis Boulevard within Sunrise Manor. Is the applicant present? Well, we'll trail this item, and we do.
Chairman, item number 4 is also the same applicant.
Okay, we trailed it.
We've trailed it. Let me read it into. So we're going to trail it on to the end. We'll read the next one into the minutes. WC 18-400228, ZC0509-11, Garcia Morrow, waiver of conditions to a zone change requiring to revise parking lot to include angled spaces in conjunction with an approved restaurant on 0.3 acres in a C2 general commercial AE70 zone, generally located on the south side of Las Vegas Boulevard, 715 feet west of Nellis. Is the applicant present? So looking at this, and they're not, so looking at this, we do have another meeting before then.
If you had any general business, you could give them a couple more minutes and go over that.
I don't know general business.
And this is a pretty complex one.
You can hold it until the 11th.
So we'll hold it till July 11th, the next meeting. And whose area is this? Oh, it's Maryland's. So we'll sick Janice on them. Okay. Very good. So we're going to hold these two items, barring them walking in the door in the next couple minutes, to the July 11th meeting that Alexandria is going to be running. And that moves us on to general business. Any general business? That takes us to comments of the general public. Anybody here want to make any comments about anything you want?
Yeah, Mike.
Go ahead, Paul.
The permits have been under information of first Tuesday. Mm-hmm. It's coming up on July 2nd. Mm-hmm. And there'll be a lot of fireworks safety.
That's good. Okay, at the Northeast Area
Northeast
Command?
Northeast Area Command.
And what time is that meeting, Paul?
It's at 6 o'clock, I believe.
6
sure.
o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. On fireworks.
Yeah.
They did pretty good. They did better last year. Hopefully it's going to be even better this year. Okay. Nothing else appearing. The last applicant we don't see, so those items are held over to July 11th. The next meeting date is July 11th, 2019, and we're adjourned.